Yes, sir. I was going to raise this question in NIMSCA, but there are a lot of interveners, particularly land users, who wanted to ask questions or make statements. My question concerns the transport of the concentrate. I understand the decision was made to use these 100-ton trucks. Do you have a picture of any that you can show me?
Right in the back.
The ones in the corner? Yep. So they have two trailers?
Yeah, it's a B-train.
Okay.
So it's like if you had one tractor for two trucks.
Okay, so you're going to be using these trucks along the route to north for how many miles before you go into the forestry road?
Yeah, the mine is at kilometer 276, and the forest road is around kilometer 70, between 70 and 80. So we're going to be using, I would say, 60% of the original.
I see.
200 kilometers.
My understanding from last night also on the statements you made is that you're not certain about the forest, which forestry road you're going to be using anymore. Yet, not yet.
No, it's directly linked to the final decision on where we're going to be transboarding. If we're using the initial one that we have in the feasibility study in Barret-Chappé intersection, or if we come closer to Chibougamau, it's not the same one.
I see. Because on the summary document, the roads that are in the illustration show that forestry road that you were considering was the one that passes through to Chibougamau.
Correct.
You know, this would raise serious, let's say, concerns with the Ojibwe people in particular.
We agree on that.
If they have to meet these heavy trucks quite a lot along the way.
Yeah, so that's one of the reasons. Also, despite having a very excellent relationship with Chibougamau and having received clear interest on their part of having us using this, obviously it adds to our interest of discussing with Chibougamau and finalizing something with Chibougamau to not go close to Chibougamau.
One final question. Who is going to police these roads? If they're forestry roads, I don't know if the SQ have any jurisdiction.
You answered that. Police that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. It's a question also that was asked in NIMSCA, and of course those are public roads. And as far as their public roads, they have to, you know, the police and the security on those roads is to be maintained by the Sûreté du Québec. So it's not a road that we cannot, as a private company, have a police force and maintain the security on such road, because this is not a private road, as you know. So it will be a public road, and it will be under the responsibility of Sûreté du Québec. Besoin de traduction, j'imagine tout le monde a bien compris. Mais, one thing important also to understand is that the forest road, the logging road that we are planning on using, is just a bit south of the one that is presented in the project. And among the various advantages that are associated to the use of that road, of course, is the fact that we would be totally avoiding the Ojibwe-Chibougamau area. And this is, of course, the main reason also behind the decision we are potentially taking.
But please don't force us immediately into the negotiation with Chibougamau, removing our different alternatives.
Okay, thank you.
Si je peux me permettre un commentaire.